Means Committee on a Subcommittee on Natural Resources for May 25th, 2017 right now.
I don't know exactly when.
And we're going to open with a work session on HB 5010, Department of Fish and Wildlife. And would you please, sir?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, on OLIS, you'll find the work session recommendations from the Legislative Fiscal Office for House Bill 5010, which is the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with the work session presentation report. I just wanted to note that the statewide adjustments and six-year capital construction expenditures are not included in these recommendations, and that any needed adjustments will be made at the end in the end of session bills. I'm working through the recommendations to adjustments to current service level, and starting on page 3 of the work session report is package 90, analyst adjustments. This makes unspecified services and supplies reductions across several programs in general fund and eliminates three positions working on fish monitoring for a total general fund reduction of $807,274, three positions and 2.75 FTE. Package 104, Klamath Reintroduction Planner. This package continues a full-time limited duration position that leads development of an implementation plan for reintroducing salmon and steelhead in the Klamath River Basin. The package is funded with other funds from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. It's an other funds increase of $210,000, one position and one FTE. On page 5 of 41 is package 139, Screening Program Fund Shift. There are two packages to this adjustment. The first one moves general fund services supplies to personal services and moves a 0.3 FTE from inland fisheries to wildlife management. This shift will allow DFNW to work on fish screen projects in the interior of the state that involve non-anadromous fish. A lot of the fish screening work is funded with Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds, which are only for anadromous fish, so the department needs a little flexibility in the funding mix of general fund to allow work on the non-anadromous fish. There's no total expenditure change because we're just adjusting categories between services, supplies, and personal services, and there is a 0.13 FTE reduction. Package 140, increased fish production, Clackamas Hatchery. Clackamas Hatchery hasn't traditionally raised trout, but because of some changes at the hatchery, they're able to now raise some trout, so they want to add $92,000 of other funds for trout that will be released in Estacada Lake, Faraday Lake, and Northern Fork Reservoirs in the Portland area with the intention to provide additional convenient fishing locations to the metro area in hopes that it will increase participation and sales of licenses. Package 142, NRCS Conservation Strategy Liaisons. There are two packages. This is the first. This one establishes one limited duration position, an NRS2 in the NRCS offices in Tillamook to provide additional implementation capacity and biological expertise for working with private landowners who would like to work on conservation efforts. Federal Farm Bill makes a number of funding, a lot of funding available to private landowners who want to do conservation efforts, and this position will help them with technical assistance to allow them to get project proposals in front of the federal government. This is a total funds increase of $237,500, one position, one FTE. 801 LFO analyst adjustments. This eliminates the remaining positions in the Western Oregon Stream Program. The program was significantly reduced last biennium as part of the budget adjustments to the Fish and Wildlife budget. This removes the rest of those positions to achieve the general fund reduction targets in the co-chair framework. It also moves one position to wildlife management to staff the Wanaha Wildlife Area, and reduces federal funds expenditure limitation that has no revenue support. This adjustment, the federal funds adjustment, is based on a review of historical expenditure patterns. I mean, you'll see a number of these types of reductions throughout the LFO recommendations to try to better align the federal funds expenditure limitation the department has with how they actually expend federal funds and the revenues that are available. This is a total funds reduction of $3,762,463, six positions and 5.96 FTE. Package 802, Administration Division Restructuring. There's multiple packages for this adjustment. This one moves four positions out of the inland fisheries that are administrative positions, mostly technology positions, to the Administration Division to establish a Management Resources Division. This is a total funds reduction of $906,951, four positions and four FTE. On page 10 of 41 is package 803, Federal Aquatic Invasive Species Funding. The 2016 Federal Omnibus Budget Bill provided funding to the Corps of Engineers to establish, operate, and maintain new or existing watercraft inspection stations to protect the Columbia River Basin from invasive species such as quagga or zebra mussels, which would have devastating effects on the Corps' dam systems in the basin. The package repurposes 14 existing vacant positions to supplement Oregon's existing aquatic invasive species prevention program. The federal funds will be used to open two new inspection stations in Umatilla and Burns and to extend inspection hours at existing stations. It's a non-competitive grant, but it does require a 50% match with the state, which the state can easily meet through existing expenditures on the state's own aquatic invasive species prevention program. This is a total funds reduction of $583,955, 14 positions, and 5.17 FTE. And again, those are 14 vacant positions that are being repurposed. Package 812, vacant position elimination. This eliminates 70 long-term vacant positions, most of which are unused seasonal positions. There's a total funds reduction of $3,813,501, 70 positions, and 32.88 FTE. That's the end of the inland fisheries. Moving on to marine and Columbia River fisheries. Package 13 of 41 is LFO package 801. This eliminates the 2017-19 scheduled payment into the Columbia River Fisheries Transition Fund for commercial fishers affected by Columbia River fishery reforms. This fund has never been accessed. It also eliminates the biological aid positions to achieve general fund targets and, again, reduces federal funds expenditure limitation that has new revenue support. It's a $920,223 general fund reduction and a $2 million federal funds reduction. It reduces eight positions and four FTE. Package 812, vacant position elimination. This eliminates four long-term vacant positions for a total funds reduction of $301,101, four positions and 2.08 FTE. Moving on to wildlife management, page 16 of 41. Package 102, Coquille Valley Wildlife Area, ODFNW Exchange state-owned second growth timberland near Eel Lake for wetland habitat in the Coquille Valley. This package has $130,000 of other fund expenditure limitation on an ongoing basis, as well as $100,000 of one-time other funds expenditure limitation, conduct habitat restoration and develop public access to the acquired lands. Package 103 is associated with this last package. It's Coquille Tide Gate Replacement. So they're the land that the department obtained is to be managed to restore fish and wildlife habitat. There are existing tide gates owned by the Beaver Slough Drainage District affecting the functioning of this land. The tide gates are at the end of their functional life, do not provide adequate fish passage or daily tidal influence. The department's proposing to fund new muted tide gate regulators and associated culverts and dikes. This is a other funds increase of $950,000 on a one-time basis. Package 112, Voluntary Access and Habitat Initiative Program. In 2015, Access and Habitat Program received a grant of about $1.5 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture as part of the Farm Bill. In the Voluntary Public Access and Habitat Incentive Program. Agencies receive these grants since 2011. Excuse me. The agencies expect to spend $750,000 under this program during the upcoming biennium and requested federal funds expenditure limitation. LFO is recommending recognize the revenue only and that no additional federal funds expenditures limitation be approved because they have sufficient existing federal funds limitation to accommodate this adjustment. So this is again as a part of one of the actions to align their federal funds expenditure limitation with the department's revenues. Package 129, Oregon Deer Management and Monitoring. And this expands the current mule deer initiative into six more game management units. This initiative focuses on habitat improvement and benefits mule deer. Second focus will allow ODF&W to continue and expand radio collaring projects and fecal DNA projects for mule deer and black-tailed deer to assist in managing both populations to fully assess the results of habitat improvements and other actions taken as part of the mule deer initiative. The package is funded with $300,000 other funds and $450,000 of federal funds. LFO again is recommending that no additional federal funds expenditure limitation increase be made at this time. Instead that the agency use existing expenditure limitation. So the total funds and the other fund increase is $300,000 for package 129. Package 139, screening program fund shift. This is the second part of the package for aligning the screen program, better aligning it with the expenditure category so that the agency can meet the needs of the inland parts of the state that have fish screens that need work. And then shift has a net zero impact on general fund and an increase of 0.13 FTE. Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments, moves one position from inland fisheries, as stated earlier, to staff the Wanaha Wildlife Area. And it also reduces federal funds expenditure limitation that has no revenue support. The total funds adjustment is a reduction of $950,560, an increase of one position and 0.42 FTE. Package 802 is another administration division restructuring, moves a position from the Wildlife Management into the new Management Resources Division. It's a other funds reduction of $210,230 and one position, one FTE. Package 812, vacant position elimination. This eliminates a long-term vacant position, a reduction of $188,283 of other funds, one position and one FTE. Moving on to Habitat Resources, page 25 of 41. Package 107, Energy Development and Transmission. This continues a limited duration NRS-3 position for another biennium. The position was established with funding from the Idaho Power Company to work with the Oregon Department of Energy and the Idaho Power Company to develop agreements to provide funding for an electric transmission line from Boardman, Oregon to Hemingway Butte, Idaho. The position will continue this work and is supported with other funds, again, from the Idaho Power Company. Package 810, LFO analyst adjustments. This is another reduction of federal funds expenditure limitation to align their limitation with their anticipated expenditures. It's a $500,000 federal funds reduction. Package 812, vacant position elimination. Eliminates a long-term vacant position. An other funds reduction of $167,945, one position and one FTE. Moving on to wildlife conservation, package 119 on page 29 of 41. Willamette Wildlife Mitigation Program. The Willamette Wildlife Mitigation Program was established to mitigate for habitat losses due to inundation of habitat by flood control and hydropower reservoirs in the Willamette Valley subbasin, and is required by the Northwest Power Act of 1980. In 2010, a settlement agreement was reached requiring the Bonneville Power Administration to provide mitigation funding, and increased funding from $2.5 million to $8 million annually from 2014 through 2025. To support the funding increase and establishment of the WWMP, several new positions were established in 2013-15 and made permanent by 2015-17. And this funding will allow them to continue. The federal funds request was initially for a little more than $1.1 million. LFO is recommending a $355,000 increase based on an examination of their expenditure patterns, and also a $125,000 other funds limitation increase for a total funds increase of $480,000. Package 142, NRS Conservation Strategy Liaisons. Again, this is the second package dealing with this subject. This establishes three limited duration full-time positions that would be housed in USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service offices throughout Oregon to provide additional capacity and expertise to work with private landowners to develop and implement conservation projects that are outlined in the Federal Farm Bureau and are eligible for federal funding. It's a total funds increase of $712,500, three positions and three FTE. Package 802, Administration Division Restructuring, moves positions to the Administration Program Area to establish the Management Resources Division. This moves one position, a total funds reduction of $221,360, reduction of one position and one FTE. Package 803, this is the second part of the Federal Aquatic Invasive Species funding package that I described earlier. This moves the positions, or establishes position authority, and funding for opening two new inspection stations and increasing hours of other ones. It used 14, again, if you remember, 14 existing vacant positions were eliminated in the previous package, and only eight are reestablished here for a net reduction of six vacant positions. The total, the federal funds increase is $583,955, eight positions increase, and 4.83 FTE. Moving on to state police enforcement, as you know, ODFNW provides funding to OSP to enforce wildlife laws. There's one package for this section, package 116, overtime funding for winter range enforcement. This adds an additional $100,000 other funds to increase and enhance enforcement of wildlife laws and regulation by OSP Fish and Wildlife, OSP Fish and Wildlife Division for targeted enforcement efforts to reduce poaching. The Fish and Wildlife Division has a force of 96 troopers and 17 sergeants across the state. Overtime and involvement of other troopers is sometimes necessary to engage in high priority enforcement efforts, and that's what this money will fund, is essentially overtime and the use of, could be the use of non-Fish and Wildlife Division troopers to do some of this work as well. Moving on to the Administration Division, on page 36 of 41, it's package 115, Oregon eBuys e-procurement system. You heard a little about this yesterday. ODFNW is participating in the development and purchase of an e-procurement system with eight other agencies. It's anticipated that the new system will automate the procurement process and make tracking and reporting easier. The new system will be hosted by an outside vendor and is expected to be easier for field staff to access, and will also reduce repetitive data entry by staff. The package is funded with other funds generated through agency savings, an increase of $100,000 of other funds expenditure limitation. 802, Administration Division Restructuring. This is the package that helps establish the new Administration Division section, move six positions from other programs. It also adds two new operations and policy analyst positions to provide project management resources department-wide, and also establishes a junior economist and a safety specialist to the Management Resources Division. The economist 2 position and the safety specialist 1 position are added as current to back up the existing positions. Currently, there's only one economist and one safety position in the department. One of the recommendations in the Secretary of State audit was the department work on their succession planning, and this adjustment for these two positions is part of that planning, with the hopes that the economist 2 position will be in place to learn from the existing economist position, so that when he's ready to retire, that knowledge will not be lost. It's a total increase of $2,069,619, 10 positions and 10 FTE. Moving on to debt service, there's no adjustments for debt service in the LFO recommendations. Capital improvements, there's one change in capital improvements, and that's package 146, the headquarters roof replacement. This adds $520,000 other funds expenditure limitation to replace the roof of the ODFNW headquarters building in Salem. The agency purchased the building, which was originally a warehouse, in 2012 and paid for extensive remodeling to allow it to function as the agency's HQ. The roof was expected at the time to last for some time, but the agency's been experiencing some leaking and interior damage. A consultant believes the roof is at failure point. There are some repairs that have been made, but the roof needs to be completely replaced. So the funding for this project will come from the rent ODF receives for leasing a small section of the headquarters building that's on site. This is a one-time increase of $520,000 other funds. And finally, is page 41 of 41 is the major construction and acquisition. This is essentially the capital construction section of the budget. There are no adjustments, as those request for, again, if you remember, there's a request for $10 million in bonding to do facilities work. facilities around the state. That will be considered by the Capital Construction Subcommittee. And Mr. Chair, that's the end of the LFO recommendations to the current service level.
Oh, I don't know. Actually, he moves that.
Oh, sorry.
You do.
You ready for a motion?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5010.
Chair Witt moves the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5010. Is there any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question for LFO staff. On just the analysis on page one, there's roughly $5.3 million for lottery funds. Is that an expense, or is that actually a capital construction project? Because we are now having problems if it's not capital construction, or I'm just kind of curious as to what that actually involved.
Mr. Chair, Senator Girard, that is Measure 76 lottery funds that support ongoing programs within the department. So it's a current service level. A lot of the department's inland fisheries program are supported with this. They do work like some of the fish screen work, but a lot of the monitoring work is paid for with this money.
So does that come out of the 75% that's not?
This comes out of the one half of the 15% that's dedicated by Measure 76 for natural resources.
Okay.
And then of that 7.5%, 35% can go to state agencies, 65% goes to OEB for grants. This is out of that 35% that state agencies can spend.
Okay, I got you. And then question number two, and that was the last pop that you were talking about, and it was for the $10 million bucks in GO bonds. What do we do if I know you incorporated that in here, and trust me, I'll do what I can to get that, but do we have to, what happens if that doesn't get?
Mr. Chair, Senator Gerard, no, that's not in here. I just mentioned it as something that will be reviewed by the Capital Construction Subcommittee.
So then we have to, in the rebalance, we have to take care of that? Is that where that gets addressed?
If this gets approved, the bonds would be approved in the bond bill, and then the capital construction limitation would be in the statewide capital construction bill.
Okay, gotcha. And then just one comment so that everybody knows. In Central Oregon, we have a real problem with spotted frogs, and so I've actually asked the director if there's any way that we can raise spotted frogs and shoot bullfrogs as a bounty that will really help the Deschutes Basin. So anyway, I just wanted people to know that I made their request.
Thank you. Any other discussion? No? Then any objections? No objections, then that LFO recommendation has been adopted.
Moving on to performance measures, please, you can refer to the attached legislatively proposed 17-19 key performance measures. LFO is recommending approval of the proposed key performance measures and the associated targets. There are 8 measures that are being adopted, and again with targets for each of those being recommended. I would just point out quickly I know that there's been some consideration at the full committee about the customer service performance measures of other agencies, and I would just point out that this agency is exceeding their targets by about 94% approval rate, which is a very high approval rate for customer service ratings. So LFO is recommending approval of the proposed key performance measures and associated targets.
I guess I need to have the...
Mr. Chairman, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Chair Witt moves the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? The key performance measure has been moved and adopted.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, moving on to budget notes. There are 2 budget notes for consideration. I'll read those into the record. Budget note number 1, use of cyanide traps for predator control. The Department of Fish and Wildlife will seek assurances from U.S. Department of Agriculture and Wildlife Services that Wildlife Services will not use any state funding to purchase or deploy cyanide traps to control predators before disbursement of any general fund monies appropriated during the 2017-19 biennium for predator control activities. I would just note that you will see a like budget note in the Department of Agriculture budget. And then budget note number two, proposal for public anti-poaching campaign. ODFNW is instructed to develop a proposal for a broad anti-poaching public awareness campaign, including a budget that will include but not be limited to an anti-poaching public awareness campaign strategy, identification of tools needed to combat poaching, and any statute changes needed to address poaching. The department is to report to the appropriate Ways and Means Subcommittee during the February 2018 session on the details and budget for this work. LFO is recommending approval.
Mr. Chairman, I move the LFO recommendation on the budget notes.
Thank you. Chair Witt moves the LFO recommendation on the budget notes. Is there any discussion? I wanted to say that I am very pleased with budget note number one. It is something that is, I'm very concerned about. And we need to have a real more detailed dive in on where these devices are in the state of Oregon and make sure that they get out of the state of Oregon. Yeah, and yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to second your commentary. I feel similarly and am equally pleased that we have an anti-poaching campaign or a public awareness campaign, and would just like to offer to work with the department should it be at all helpful. To elicit support from individual legislators, I'd be happy to help with that as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Did you have something?
No.
I also wanted to note that it came in a little late, so we won't be able to have a budget note, but I do want to have some discussion at some point about the three herds of elk that are creating pretty much havoc in eastern Oregon right now. We need to find some way to deal with that. Too late to be putting in a budget note on that, but it's something that I wanted us to be aware of.
Well, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If I could get drawn in eastern Oregon, you would have less of them.
Well, I'm not sure that that's...
Don't go there.
Given your record, I'm not so sure that that's the case. But
oh, man.
You set yourself
locked
up
into
that.
The propeller.
Thank you very much. Is there any objection to these two budget notes? No. Then the LFO recommendation regarding budget notes is adopted.
LFO recommends a budget of total budget of $28,063,948 general fund, $5,379,892 lottery funds, $184,508,070 other funds, and $136,198,168 of federal funds, and 1,368 positions. 1,147.97 FTE, which is reflected in the -1 amendment. I would also just note for the record that this recommendation eliminates 76 vacant positions out of a total that was reviewed of about 200 vacant positions in the department.
Mr. Chairman, I move the -1 amendment to House Bill 5010.
Thank you. Chair Witt moves the -1 amendment to House Bill 5010. Is there any discussion? If there's any objection, then the -1 amendment to House Bill 5010 has been adopted.
LFO recommends that House Bill 5010, as amended by the -1 amendment, be moved to the Ways and Means Full Committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 5010 as amended to the full committee with a do-pass recommendation.
Chair Witt moves House Bill 5010 as amended to the full committee with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am fully supportive of this budget, but I would like to hit replay from what Senator Taylor said yesterday. That this is merely one state agency among all of them, all the natural resource agencies, that is very severely underfunded. And I don't think it could be stated any better than what she said yesterday. It was a very passionate statement, I thought, and very spot on. I also want to say that among all of the underfunded projects, there are three of them that stand out in terms of my own personal priorities. I cannot fathom our state not adequately funding POP 108, which was the integrated water resources, nor 110, sage-grouse recovery. And we have already invested a lot of money in the Western Oregon West Side Stream Project. I think that is a critically important project. I want to see all three of these funded just as soon as we can possibly find the money to do so. And I want to thank LFO and their department for working as hard as they did, hours and hours, trying to put this budget together. And as much as it troubles and bothers me, I know that it troubled the folks that had to make these kinds of recommendations. I thank them for their hard work, and I will be voting for this package and looking forward to the day, at the earliest opportunity, that we can once again adequately fund natural resources in the state of Oregon. It's critical not only to our human population, but our natural communities as well. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Escobar.
Yeah, I want to follow up a little bit about what Representative Witt said, because it's my understanding that we are losing ground on the Western Juniper about 150,000 acres per year, which means, break that down at $100 an acre, that's about $15 million a year we should be pouring into this program. And I'm seeing pots of it here and there and what have you, but I'm not sure what the whole comprehensive plan is on what we're spending, but I'm sure it's not adequate. And the other thing is that this is a very underfunded division and department. And I think it's up to us to find a way and a vehicle to fund it properly and adequately so we can have future generations can enjoy what we have today.
Amen.
And I will be a no on this budget because it is underfunded.
Thank you. Representative Helm.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to add my voice to those that are advocating for POP 108 and disappointed that we can't fund it at this time. And I just had, just as we were talking, I was going back through the testimony, the long list of testimony about this budget that's been submitted by multiple different individuals and organizations around the state. There's a huge percentage of that testimony that's concerned with this POP and what it does, and it's all in favor of adequately funding those features. I've been doing a whole bunch of work this session with Water Resources Department on how we manage water in the state, and a lot of that, the discussion that we've had is the need to better manage water where we have competing demands for it in order to better serve those species that are in peril, the ones that have been listed, and to both help those species and to get ourselves out from under the cloud of operating under an ESA threatened listing or a listing, just as we're having trouble with spotted frogs. And this is the way we do it. So when we can't fund these critical functions, we're just, I think, signing up for more burden financially for the state in the future instead of solving these things upstream. So thank you for taking my comments.
Thank you. Representative Power.
I just want to echo briefly the concern about not including POP 108. There are compromise pieces of legislation and efforts still ongoing in the building that are heavily dependent upon the expertise that this POP brings to the table. I do hope they can be added back in because it would preclude good work from happening in the state elsewhere.
Thank you. Senators? Thank you very much. I will simply echo what has been said. We need to have this. We need to have the resources to do this. We need to find a way to make to provide those resources. Those resources are not going to come by cutting the military budget because we don't have one. So we need to figure out how we're going to, in fact, find those resources and provide those things because we need this in order for us to have a future that we want to see in the state of Oregon. So I appreciate that. And you've already made the, I think we, if you are, if we're ready, if you could call the roll, please.
Representative Esquivel?
No.
Representative Helm?
Aye.
Representative Power?
Aye.
Yes. Representative Witt?
Aye.
Senator Girard?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Senator Frederick?
Yes. House Bill 5010 passes from this particular committee, heading for the full Ways and Means Committee. Would you like to?
Yes, I would.
That? And on the House floor, do you want who do you, Representative Witt?
Yes.
Okay, then that's fine. We will.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We will do that.
Question of the carrier.
Of course. Oh, you're cruel. You are cruel.
Love you, man.
He's working out already.
And because of that, we come to the end of this particular meeting and hearing, and I will close this Joint Ways and Means Committee on Natural Resources, Subcommittee on Natural Resources for today. Thank you. See you Monday.
No, that's true.
No,
that's
true.
Tuesday.
Thank you. See you Monday.
No, that's true.